The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
The amount of people looking for Andy Moore around Positano, it was all the rage. They're asking him what he's going to do next. When's the next episode out? The Football Pod's gone international.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
All right, Kenny, you're looking forward to the Ryder Cup. We've had pictures of the teams here. That was the lads yesterday, obviously. Ian Poulter has been involved in six. He's won five, he said. Lee Westwood feared he'd never get to play again, but here he is back. It's a grizzled team of veterans. Do you like it? You like the makeup of it?
Yeah, I do like it, to be honest with you. There's a core group of players there. I'm looking at Fleetwood, Tyrrell Hatton, Westwood, like you've said. Ram obviously stands alone from the lot, really, doesn't he, in terms of the type of golf that he's playing. So kind of park him to the side. I'd put Shane Lowry in there as well, in terms of, you know, Sunday coming down the stretch. I mean, they're the players that I want to be leaning on in terms of trying to eke out a half a point or a point.
Sergio Garcia sitting alongside Padraig Harrington.
Sergio.
You have Sergio a fan?
I think we had this conversation, didn't we, John, last week. John's obviously a huge fan of his.
John Duggan has arrived. John, good morning to you.
Win morning, Jerry.
Win the thing single. He's going to quote like his matches from 15 years ago, so he should be in the team. My gut feeling tells me it wasn't the...
You wanted Justin Rose, but now he's in.
Oh yeah, you got to get behind him, of course you do, and he is kind of, you know, on his any given
the
day.
The past is the past, Kenny. And from the past, I found my Ryder Cup jumper from 2006.
I was going to say, it's
must be a tank top at this stage.
It looks like it's, well, you know, looks pristine.
I've never been...
He's
yeah.
I've never
belly
been a man.
Top. I was going to say belly top.
I've never been a man
top
for condition, so the condition of the top could be probably a bit more to be desired. But it was a great week that week, and this is just a strange sporting event in that for 3 days we got extremely invested in this, and it's like an amusement ride. It's thrilling, it's exciting, it's nervous, and then when it's all over, oh, that was great, and then you forget about it.
Except it kind of is obsessive in a way of talking about meaningless tournaments. The value to the European Tour in particular was, maybe less so over the last couple of campaigns, was that meaningless tour events suddenly were imbued with some extra...
Yes.
You're suddenly paying attention to crappy No Mark
Open. Darcy, Christy O'Connor, will they make the team?
Yeah.
By 50 quid or whatever.
Yeah, 50 quid. Like, that was the... And okay, so largely that's gone because of the way that the team was selected. Maybe post-COVID, when everybody's back, and I think with the way the tours are realigning, that actually the big events, like the amount of money that's going to be available for whatever the Rolex Series is going to end up being, might rescue the European Tour a bit.
Well, I think Bernd Wiesberger is an example of somebody who has not played well. Like you're talking about stats there, his best finish in the majors, tied for 40th. He's never really done in America, but won in Denmark this year. It's great to see someone like that on the European Tour getting into the team. Like Thomas Peters in 2016 was the top point scorer. And often when you have home games, only one of the last seven Ryder Cups have been won by an away team, which was in Medina in France 3 years ago. They tricked up the course so they would be extremely narrow, and the American big hitters couldn't cope. So that's where you had Molinari and Tommy Fleetwood, who I know Molinari kind of graduated, but generally were European Tour players, could prosper. So yeah, I think it is important for the European Tour to have a bit of pride about it. And that's why the Ryder Cup, I think, first of all, before Irish golf went into this incredibly beautiful golden generation of explosion, we were proud to see Eamon Darcy and Christy O'Connor Jr. and Philip Walton and Paul McGinley be major parts of European Ryder Cup winning teams, because the dominant imprint of the sport for 50, 100 years has been America, has been Jack Nicklaus, has been Tiger Woods, has been almost the, I don't know if it's arrogance is the word, but they would have always felt, we play Parkland golf, we're very dominant, we did not lose a Ryder Cup between 57 and 85, and it took Seve and the Europeans and Tony Jacklin and Concords and cashmere sweaters and confidence to change all that, and it's been great to see the change.
Wait, just explain the Concords and cashmere sweaters.
So Tony Jacklin was the only, before Harrington, he was the only European to win a US Open or PGA between, say, 1930 and 2008. And he won the US Open in 1970, Tony Jacklin. So he went over to America and won a major championship. So he had and he also won the Open. So he had a prestige, a luster in the game. He had a Ryder Cup halved match with Jack Nicklaus in 1969. So he had weight. And they decided with Seve, and the way Seve was really leading the golf on this side of the pond, as they call it, to make it more competitive and to get a European team in 1979. And it's almost a psychological thing for Tony Jacklin in 1983 when he took over the captaincy to say, you know what, if we're going to beat America at their own game, we need to feel like we can beat them. So they travelled in 83 by Concorde. They dressed well. And they only lost by a point to America. And that was the birth, really, of the Ryder Cup, as we know it, in 1983 in Florida. And then they won 2 years later by 5 points. And that really then became this really, really close battle over years, sometimes very tense and controversial. The war on the shore in 91, when Bernard Langer missed the putt. Brookline in 1999, when the man of God, Tom Lehman, encroached onto the green, much to the chagrin of Sam Torrance. But then Europe got to a stage where we had it here in 2006 when we beat them 18.5 to 9.5 after we'd done that in Oakland Hills in 2004. So it actually got to the stage where the Americans became apathetic because they were getting hammered. And now it's gone a little bit back and forth again. So it has been really enjoyable to just follow Europe and kind of support your own, I suppose. And I suppose, lads, this week we've got a huge flavour of our own because Porter's Harrington's captaining and Shane Lowry's a rookie and Rory's in there as well.
I think you can make the case that Lowry is one of our most popular ever sports people, and you make the case that you think Harrington is our best ever sports person. So there's never going to be an opportunity again to support a team that is as likable or as popular as this from a golf perspective.
There isn't, because there's not that much coming through, sadly, in Irish golf.
And so maybe Lowry can be captain in his 50s.
Yeah, well, I don't know who's going to be captain at a Derry Manor. And like, we've got a Derry Manor coming, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. The 100th anniversary of the Ryder Cup in Limerick.
It'll have to be GMAC, won't it?
Yeah, you'd have to think so. I really don't like this rotating captaincy. I wish sometimes they would, like, if Harrington wins in America, they've only won 4 times in America. And when you look at the world rankings, they're under 9. 8.92 is the average ranking of the American team. This is the best American team possibly ever. And if Europe go and beat them with a ranking of 30, it'll be an incredible achievement from Harrington. Because what Steve Stricker, the American captain's done, is he's made the course, because they get to choose what to do with the course at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. He's made the course wide, and the Americans generally have all the long hitters. And there's going to be fast greens, and it'll be in the Americans' hands. And the issue I have when I'm looking at Europe is a lot of the European players are out of form. Tommy Fleetwood, Lee Westwood, Matt Fitzpatrick, Tyrrell Hatton, they're all out of form. The Americans have got 6 rookies in the team, including Colin Morikawa, an Open champion, Xander Schauffele, an Olympic champion, and Patrick Cantlay, a FedEx Cup winner. They're all going to be really hungry, these 6 rookies. This is not even about Kepka and DeChambeau.
Are we not getting hammered here?
I think we're going to get beaten. I think we're going to get beaten, unfortunately. Right. So if Harrington wins, he should be the captain of Derry Manor. And he's friends with JP anyway.
But it's Rome next, and then
it's Rome, yeah.
So it's Rome next, and then America, and then Derry Manor after that. Yeah. So we can get him back.
Get him back.
That's fair enough, I think. Or if it's close, or if they retain.
Yeah.
If they win this,
will surpass Madonna. I know Madonna was, but this American team is absolutely sensational.
A bit like Gatland, isn't it? The argument in terms of success he's had with the Lions, and they keep bringing him.
Yeah.
Well, that's the argument, isn't it? Kind of works. He thrives in that one.
Well, he's won one last one and drawn one. So it's kind of, it's grand, his level of success with the
Should
Lions.
Should have beat New Zealand, though, shouldn't he? Should have beat New Zealand.
Should have, could have.
That's the one you need to win.
So USA 15-8 on Europe 9-4.
Yeah,
the tie is 11-1.
Like, I'm not really looking at that market. I was looking at kind of things like 16-12 is 12-1. Jordan Spieth, who was second behind Jason Day at Whistling Straits in 2015 in the USPGA, will probably play all the matches with Justin Thomas, 4 balls and foursomes. Like, he's 11-1 each way to be the top combined point scorer. I think Shane Lowry to be the top European point scorer is 11-1 as well. If he gets a run, like, he's going to really, he's loving this. He's a kid at Christmas, as he said himself. You can see it yesterday. That is the chance that Europe have. It is the fact that they absolutely love this. And it's all about the collective. They just can't wait to get out there. Whereas the Americans are, we've got a job to do. Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, and Conor Morikawa, though, I think these three guys, forget about the other lads, DeChambeau and all that, it's about these guys.
Well, they've made peace. They've had dinner twice.
Yeah, to me, that then just tells me this whole thing has been contrivance. This whole thing has been a tiresome show.
Well, the penny dropped for me on that when they announced that the more popular you are, the more money we're going to give you. That there was this fund for
player, yeah, impact program. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, hang on a second, we can make money if we just have a bit of a row here.
Yeah, like, do tapes generally get leaked of interviews? How many interviews get leaked off golf?
I mean, I can't remember. I don't know if I can remember any others.
Yeah. No, I'm not just saying. I'm not saying it was a deliberate leak, but I'm just saying it really inflamed the beef.
The Republicans are big golfers.
Golf doesn't need to be this way. Golf is as exciting. Golf is Hollywood. You watch the Masters when Jordan Spieth, Danny Willett. Watch any major. Phil Mickelson at 50 winning a major. Anything. Golf is Hollywood by itself. It doesn't need this kind of nonsense, I don't think.
It's so funny though, John, the Ryder Cup, I don't know how you feel, but obviously I've always enjoyed all the majors and golf generally speaking, and you sit down and you enjoy the whole occasion. But this is the exception, this Ryder Cup. I don't think I've ever actually enjoyed one Ryder Cup while it's going on.
This one coming up?
No, any.
Why not?
Oh, just because it's...
Too tense?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, literally
well, that's enjoyment. Come on.
I don't think it is. No, well, it's enjoyment at the tail end of it.
No.
If you get the right results. But it's
John's
misery.
You're on a roller coaster.
It's not that feeling.
Watching a horror movie.
No, it's not. It's real.
You're locking yourself in the cellar, Kenny, and you're waiting just to hear the results to be win or the release.
No, but you can't stay away from it. That's my point. You don't want to watch it. You're tension. Or sick of your stomach. Or all of that. But you can't stay away from it.
You played in the World Cup.
Walking around the room. Changing seats in the room.
You're in Korea.
You're
in Korea playing against Spain in a World Cup last 16 match.
This
should be easy for you.
But this is what I'm talking about. This is why it kind of stands alone, because nothing else affects me that way now apart from this competition.
That's because of the designer. It is designed beautifully, actually, the four balls, the foursomes. There's always still a chance. Even a 10-6, there's a chance. Happened in 99, happened in 2012. There's still a chance.
That's mad.
I know. I can't be alone.
I'm sure you're not. But the emotional involvement with the Ryder Cup team, I would, of all the sports events in the world, I wouldn't necessarily pick that as the thing that like has you hopping up and down. Is there nothing else? Like,
no, I enjoy a lot of sports. Obviously, Lions, I've watched quite a bit the last maybe 5-10 years. Really enjoy that. But then I can sit down and just enjoy it. Can't reasonably. Calmly, like, but Ryder Cup is off the chart.
I would have said Katie Taylor's fights and Kelly Harrington's fights were very like that, kind of sick, couldn't even enjoy until the medal ceremony, because you're always worried something could still happen. But after that,
yeah. But Medina was probably the pinnacle,
your own
John.
Teams, obviously,
Medina was the pinnacle. Well, what started happening there? In some respect, Medina, I was happy because it looks like we'd lost, so the pressure was off. So about halfway in the final round, that was it. We'd lost, so thank God for that. I don't have to go through the turmoil.
You're having,
and then it started, didn't it? Then the comeback started, and the hope springs, doesn't it, from the pit of your stomach, and you're like, you're fine, and now this is not. Don't want to start believing. There might even be a small. Then is the momentum. Boom, put start being held. 17, Justin Rose, that long put. The energy, the noise, and you're thinking, you start daring to believe, and then of course take it, pull it there, and then take it up to the last. That put from KMR was just like excruciating. I may not have been in the room. I literally may not have been when you hold that putt. No, seriously, it's
amazing the psychology that we have about nerves and where it hits us unusual. Like at Cheltenham, I would get it before the Gold Cup or something like that, or the first race, or before the Grand National, or the hurling final day, I would get it, or a really big football game. But other things, it wouldn't strike you at all. It's interesting how the mind works and the body then reacts.
What sucks you into the European Ryder Cup team?
I don't know. I think probably personalities is part of it. Maybe I wouldn't be as invested if you're looking at the group and the players and thinking, whatever. Not particularly a big fan. A bit like you and Eddie Jones. There was like 10 Eddie Joneses in that Ryder Cup team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even switch.
So you like Poulter? You like Paul Casey? You like?
Yeah, I do. Obviously, the Irish flavour there is Jones, but not even that. I like Fleetwood. Hatton. I know Hatton's a little bit of a feisty character, but I enjoy that type of character. Westwood, I've always kind of watched them. So yeah, that core group, I'd say pretty much, I don't know them all kind of personally, but yeah, that kind of coming together, and I like how they speak, how they talk about each other, so you get a bit of a sense of that. It's a real kind of group which is together, and they kind of fly the European flag, which I like. And what I do like, and what visually what I like to see, John, I saw them, you don't see too much for now, the kind of EU flags to a large extent have taken over, but I love to see those individual European flags. And that first tee, when you see those kind of the Spanish flag and the Swedish flag, Irish, the tricolour, English, French, all of those different, you know, we're all kind of separate, but we're all together at the same time. So that's great. That kind of splattering of different colours on the first day is, yeah, it's brilliant.
Great to see a Norwegian as well, Victor Hovland, and I think he'll have a really big week and seems to be a very likeable chap and a player with a huge future in the game. And as a Patrick Harrington, like, they've all these ploys this week. They've all these motivational things that they're doing, whether it's people giving, like Alex Ferguson giving talks to Paul McGinley's team, or ones that don't really go so well. But Patrick Harrington saying to the lads, there's been 500 people in space. There's only 164 players who've played in the Ryder Cup, and they all get a number based on where they are on the list. So I believe Rory McIlroy is 131 or something like that.
Right.
And it's on the back, then the number's on the back. This is where you are in the Hall of Fame, or the... who've played in the Ryder Cup since 1927 for Britain and Ireland, first of all, and then for Europe.
I think Strick has played it well, though, John. I heard a few quotes from in terms of, you know, previously they've had the old, you know, ex kind of Marines, Green Beret.
George Bush.
Tours of Agarry. Yeah, oh my God, George Bush, yeah, exactly. But real kind of downplay from what I've been reading in terms of, he says, look, I'm looking for inspiration from within the group itself. Tiger Woods was mentioned in terms of maybe... is in, which is fair enough. I think he's one of the official vice captains. But yeah, I like that kind of thought process of forget about on the outside, forget about like banging the drum, that type of thing. We're speaking about in relation to football and the dressing room, rah, 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 before you go on the pitch. But let's find the inspiration from who's actually inside this dressing room. So I thought that was smart. That's kind of a different tact from what John was talking about previously in terms of, you know, attitudes amongst the American team.
It could go either way, though, obviously, if their individualism takes over and they decide that actually next week I'm going to be trying to metaphorically
but he's not focusing on that. That's not my point. He's focusing on the group that's within the confines of the hotel. He's looking for those players.
Yeah.
I hate each other.
Well, I mean,
you hate Eddie Jones.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not playing with him this week.
You're a bad example. Yeah, you can't put that aside.
I think there are a few players like Cantlay and Schauffele are really good mates. Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth have been mates, and they played in all the matches in Paris. Colin Morikawa and Dustin Johnson, I'd say, will probably team up. I think these six rookies like Tony Finau, Scotty Scheffler, Daniel Berger, Harris English, they will be as buzzed as Shane Lowry might be this week to make an impression. I think this will actually help America. And you don't have Patrick Reed there. You don't have Tiger Woods there, who's never been really great for the Ryder Cup because he was quite closed off at the time. And, you know, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods was one of the biggest backfiring decisions ever made in sport in 2004 by Hal Sutton. So I actually think the Americans, with the freshness of their team, and the average age is much younger than the Europeans as well. The Europeans have got four players in their 40s. It's the form of the Europeans that worries me. The home track, the course being set up for the Americans, and I can only see one result, which is why the greatest sports person, Patrick Harrington, if he can pull this off, then hats off.
Manager of the year.
Yeah.
If he pulls it off.
Well, you know, Rachel Blackmore, once again, should be the person of the year, and then Patrick Harrington get the manager of the year.
Morikawa and Dustin Johnson. Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, like, get it.
Morikawa's iron shots. Dustin Johnson smashed it down, and Morikawa's irons into those greens. But the forecast as well, Whistling Straits, like the longest ever course for a Ryder Cup. It's going to be breezy. It could be like it's European conditions at this time of the year. Like Saturday, for example, it's meant to be quite breezy and windy. A bit of rain as well. So it'll be cold. The beanies will be on the heads. And,
all right.
That'll be an interesting factor, how much it blows and how much that affects players. But sometimes there's a bit of a lazy assumption that the Americans don't have good wind players. They
don't
do.
Like it up them.
Brooks Koepka won at Shinnecock Hills. So
he'd be all right.
Jordan Spieth won an Open. So.
Okay, so your prediction is a victory for the US Ryder Cup team. And is it a 16-11? Is that what you're looking at?
I look at 16-12 was the premonition. It was the gambler's gut thing in my head last night. Jordan Spieth to be the top point scorer combined. Shane Lowry for the Europeans alone, and Schauffele the top rookie for the Americans. But they're just like little nuggets of interest. But look, I just hope we have an exciting 3 days, and I think it will be exciting to come Sunday.
Good math by me there, 16-11. 28 points. I'm missing one. Somebody got disqualified.
Eddie Jones.
You got good stuff. 5 minutes past nine, John. Thanks a million for that. So that is your prediction. We'll obviously be keeping you up to speed with it all weekend, and John will be back on Saturday afternoon between 1 and 5 p.m. on Off the Ball on News Talk.